Hi guys, hope you're doing well. My name is Ashwin and this is episode 3 of the Dover Dives podcast. So I'm here today with Leonard.
Hi, I'm Leonard. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast.
No problem, man. And we also have...
Hi, I'm Ethan. What's up, guys?
Ethan Fong. Yeah, so we've got some guest speakers on today. Two good friends of mine. We just decided to take a break from having the three main speakers all on at the same time. And just invite you guys on for more of an interview-style episode. And I know both of you are avid football fans, as am I. So what do you guys think about the era of the great football players that we all grew up watching on the television? Coming to an end, you know, they're all retiring. Ethan, what do you think?
Like, and you know, Ronaldo, bro, he had a legacy, man. It's crazy because he's like, he won a lot of Champions League trophies. And that was a very good thing for Europe and for Real Madrid itself.
I agree. Ronaldo really left an impact on our generation. And Leonard, what do you think?
I think when you look at the era, you have to look at not only Ronaldo and Messi, but also everyone else. So you got Benzema, you got Neymar, Messi, Ronaldo. They've all gone to leagues that are not in Europe. And that just means that there are no more the best players of that era in Europe anymore. No more Europe playing.
Yeah, goals. I think that's really sad. They're all moving to the MLS. And you know, the Saudi Pro League, I was really surprised because when Ronaldo first moved there, I'm not going to lie, I was laughing at him because it just seemed like he was really going to the retirement league. But now you can really see that a lot of players have come and joined him in there, such as Benzema, Kante, some really big names, Sadio Mane. What do you guys think about that? Do you agree with the somewhat controversial opinion that the Saudi Pro League is ruining football? What do you guys think about that?
I think personally it's just business. You know, if you have a lot more money, then obviously you just kind of suck, right? Because if you have money, you're able to have a lot of influence in changing your football team and all that stuff. So it's not really something that should be controversial.
I agree. Leonard, do you agree with Ethan or something else?
I think when they mean about ruining football, they mean ruining European experience because all the good players have left Europe to play in a country where they're not going to be playing Champions League, Europa League, or Conference League.
And yeah, 100%.
They'll be excluded out of that. Instead, they're playing the Asian, like, Champions League. So.
And then a China League, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm going to miss a lot of the players. Obviously, Messi's gone to the MLS, Ronaldo's gone to the Saudi League, Neymar's also gone there as well. I was really surprised about that. What do you guys think about Neymar's move? That one really surprised me when I woke up and saw it on Instagram.
I think that Neymar was like always, he had a lot of injuries during his PSG campaign, so...
Yeah, 100%.
And like, he failed to live up to potential, even though he was so good. He was just not cutting it, so him moving into Saudi League is just a great thing for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I'm sure you guys will agree with me, that Neymar's best part of his career was probably at Barcelona. As soon as he left, it all just sort of went downhill, although he did show some real talent at PSG. What do you guys think?
So, for Neymar itself, I think when he moved to the Saudi League, it was not only unhappy for the fans, but I think it felt a bit sad for him too, because he was being a bit excluded in PSG, and when he went to Al-Hilal,
I think it was, yeah. Was it Al-Hilal?
It was Al-Hilal.
Yeah, okay.
I think you could see his unhappiness a bit, so...
Yeah, it's just really sad to see the GOATs move into just different leagues that are not Europe, and it's going to be really sad not seeing them play together with each other anymore. I mean, there's one thing that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, and that is the GOAT debate. A lot of people are saying that it's become somewhat obsolete, and that because Messi and Ronaldo are now in leagues where they will not be playing each other and they're coming towards the end of their careers, people are saying that we should just respect both of the greatest football players of our generation and try not to compare them. Ethan, Leonard, what are your views on that? Do you think we should still be making comparisons or just enjoying them while we still have them here?
Well, I say we gotta make comparisons because that's the beauty of football. Because in football, right, the GOAT era didn't exist because we don't talk about the comparisons between the greatest football players. That was what sets that football. That was what made football special during that time period.
Yeah, I agree. Leonard, do you think we should be making comparisons or just enjoying the players?
So when you talk about the GOAT debate, we're talking about Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah. Well,
obviously, GOAT debate is more general. So eventually there'll be another GOAT debate. So for Messi and Ronaldo, I think they should always be compared, but not in a bad way.
Yeah. Making comparisons is healthy, but just sort of comparing them to the point where, you know, their fans are just really opposed to each other as well. I've been noticing a lot of hate and negative comments directed at one from the other's fan base, and I think that's really not acceptable. It's fine to have some competitiveness and compare two of the greatest football players that I've ever witnessed play. And yeah, I think what you said about, you know, there will be another GOAT debate in the future, that brings us very nicely onto, are you guys looking forward to football in the future? And do you think it'll be more competitive, less competitive than what's going on today? What do you guys think, Ethan?
I think like the rise of Haaland and Mbappe is going to be very interesting, considering that they're kind of similar in terms of the pace. They're super duper fast, good shooting, good dribbling. You know, that would be an interesting matchup, to say the least.
Yeah, Leonard, what do you think? You're looking forward to the future of football?
Yeah, for now, I think we're looking at Haaland and Mbappe, but again, those players that are going under the radar lately.
Yeah, I think one of them is Mitoma. I don't know about you, but he's a dark horse in the Premier League. He's been absolutely crazy at Brighton Hove Albion.
Right, so one of the, I think, a few English players who just became famous, so like Saka, Bellingham.
Marcus Rashford has been crazy this season as well, 30 goals for United. I mean, all in all, you know, I'm really looking forward to the future of football. There are some uncertainties, but I think that's where the beauty of the beautiful game comes in. Now, we do have to move on to a bit more of a somber note. I do have to say that recent events going on around the world have cast a bit of doom and gloom upon us. So, the Moroccan earthquake, did you guys hear about that? And any of you guys following that?
So, my initial reactions and, like, how I found out about it was actually due to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, wow.
Because I heard on the news that his hotel was a place of shelter to the injured and the people who just want to rest. And he's allowing the people who are affected by the Moroccan earthquake to just be there at his hotel that he owns.
Oh, that's very nice of him, to be honest. I think that's one of the things that makes Ronaldo so likable by his fans. He is very, very kind-hearted player. He always donates blood as well. I think he just does things that are just really, really nice. You'd be pretty hard pressed to find him doing something negative towards the community. I think that's something very beautiful. And Ethan, are you following the earthquake?
To be honest, bro, I just heard about this earthquake, so it's crazy.
But, yeah.
The earthquake itself was a 6.3 magnitude, if I'm not mistaken.
Around there, which is big. 6.3 magnitude is enough to cause some damage to buildings, especially in Morocco, where they don't have anti-earthquake sensors or buildings, like in Japan, that are designed to resist earthquakes. They don't really have that there. So, yeah. All in all, you know, our thoughts go out to everyone in Morocco who was affected. And speaking of disasters, recently it was September the 11th, I think, just 3 days ago. That was the anniversary of 9/11. Were you guys aware of that?
I was not until just now, actually.
Oh, so. Well, yeah, no, I found out on the day, but pretty late on in the day, to be honest. Yeah, once more, tragic event. Ethan, what do you know about 9/11?
Basically, 9/11 was an orchestrated attack made by affiliates such as Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, on the US. And yeah. I think it was really devastating. The loss of life there was truly something that I think is just really, really sad. And it's important that we try and mourn the victims of 9/11 by having a Remembrance Day on that day. Did you guys know about how they made like a sort of memorial for 9/11 in the exact spot? They made like two big foundations in the ground, two big squares. Did you guys see that?
I have not seen that.
No,
there's
Ethan?
There's also another fact about 9/11 is that the victims, supposedly there's about 2,000 to 3,000 people that have died.
Yeah, terrible. A lot of people.
But the thing is that so many body parts were like scattered about that they couldn't identify all of these people. So
gruesome.
Yeah, so basically this year, about two bodies were found this year were identified.
Ah, so they're identified. So, well, that's good. You know, condolences to their families. They can finally hold that funeral. And I think that's about it, guys. I want to thank both of you for joining me on this episode.
Thank you, Ashwin.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Emma here. I'd just like to inform you that there are boxes and posters set up around school, for example, in the library, if any of you have seen it. Feel free to pop some suggestions in there so we can know what you as audience would like to listen to, as well as some feedback, because, as you know, we have just started this podcast, and we'd love some feedback. Thank you.